I want to say that when we are talking about protection of civilians, we should not only look at the 100,000 that have sought refuge in UNMISS camps. We should not forget that in the whole country of the Republic of South Sudan, there is about 1.5 million people who have left their homes and sought refuge in other states, in more peaceful places. And there's 500,000 South Sudanese who have fled to neighboring countries. I think we have to focus on all of them to make sure that they are not suffering wherever they are, and they are able to get food, water, etc. But we should also look at how we can, once a peace agreement has been reached, can facilitate their safe return to their places of origin or wherever they want to settle permanently.
Yes, there have been some reports. One was by Red Cross. They mentioned a lot of challenges that actually UNMISS is facing in protecting these civilians. And they also mentioned about the situation in these IDP camps is not good whatsoever for the civilians. Tell us, yourself as the special representative, what is the situation of these civilians within these IDP camps? How is their situation?
The responsibility for protecting the citizens of the country squarely rests with the government of the country at any time, in any place. And that is why I say it's so important that a political agreement is reached to the present conflict. To live in a camp, I can promise you, is not attractive unless you're scared. These camps, as I said, were temporary, some of them on land that is not suited. Flooding occurs often, especially in Bentu, but also in Malakal. It is not permanent. It is temporary. We are trying our best, the humanitarian agencies, to provide the basic services you need to survive, but it's not for your future life. It is no life to live in a camp, and you should not be doing that for such an extended period of time. But I would also like to say an appeal to everybody within the camp to understand that they sought refuge there. They should respect each and everybody in the camp and refrain from creating disturbances, refrain from doing political agitations. This is a civilian camp aimed at protecting civilians in danger. It's not a place for political agitation. It's not a place for having ethnic diversities playing out in violence. And I would really, really appeal to everybody to refrain from using the camps for that.
Special Representative, what will you say on the accusations of on UNMISS that actually they are harboring opposition forces in the protection of civilian sites? What will you say to these claims?
I have no doubt that in the protection of civilian sites there are many people who support the opposition. I have no doubt, I know for a fact, there are many who are former soldiers who defected the army. That's a fact. But we are very strict and doing our utmost to uphold the civilian character of the camps. We are not accepting anybody in the camp with military uniforms. We are not accepting anybody in the camp with arms. And if somebody smuggles arms into the camp, we are doing regular weapons sweep to make sure that the civilian character of the camp is upheld. And if people go out of the camp to join the fighting and we get to know about it, we will not readmit them to the camp. There's a lot of rumors going around in this town and in this country, and we have to be careful of those rumors. I mentioned the thing about weapons in the camps. I just tell you that we have quite a number of weapons that we have seized, and we are keeping them away from the IDPs. And the rumor that was around in Juba a while ago about IDPs breaking into containers in the camp in Tumping and stealing weapons is simply not true. There are no weapons available at the IDP sites, we move them away. Whenever we seize them, we don't keep them there. It is right that some broke into some of our containers, but what they stole was household and office equipment.
Yes. The government at one point had complained, actually, about these weapons as to why ANMIS is keeping them, yet it is for the government. Why not hand the weapons to the government?
Well, we will do something with those weapons very soon, and I will not reveal it now, but they will be destroyed.
Before we end our interview, just the current ANMIS mandate ends on November 30th. Now, can you briefly tell us on what will the new mandate of ANMIS be like after this current one?
Unfortunately, I cannot, because I do not know. It is the members of the Security Council who decides on our mandate. I know they will be deciding next week. I have not seen the draft. My expectation, however, after having been in New York and briefing the Security Council in October, is that there will be no major changes in the mandate. They will still be awaiting a political agreement.
Now, it's almost a year after the conflict broke out in South Sudan. Your final remarks and message to the people as we enter this anniversary. What message will you have for the politicians and to the people of South Sudan?
11 months is much too long. Too many lives have been lost unnecessarily. Let's have a peace agreement sooner rather than later.
Special Representative, thank you so much for coming to Radio Miraya. We really do appreciate your presence here.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure.